Good morning, Irish journalists at home. We are sitting outside the Altus Arena. Came down here early this morning for an interview with Good Morning Britain at about 10 to 8. We left the hotel at about 7. So Ryan's just here beside me. We've grabbed a quick coffee and some, what did you have? A bagel. And so once he sits down on the bench here beside me, yes, another bench. We're obsessed with benches around here, so we are. We will do a bit of an interview.
Hashtag love is love.
Hashtag love is love. Yeah. Hashtag together. Ireland. Hashtag Ireland. And we have that lovely shot of Marty and Maria as well taking part in our social media campaign. So Ryan, what did you get up to yesterday? You had a bit of a day off, a chill out day.
We had a lovely day. Myself and the girlfriend, a few friends, we rented some scooters. And we got brunch in a lovely place called Fauna and Flora here in Lisbon. And then we went up to the Castle of St. George and we just enjoyed the sunshine. It was a beautiful day. And then last night I did just a quick interview with Rylan on BBC Four, where he was basically just discussing the news that had come out about the EBU revoking the rights for Mango TV to show the final.
So how do you feel about that decision?
I think it was a good decision. It's a pity that it had to be done, but I think it's a good decision, and it might take China a few years, or Mango TV, or whatever the production company is, a few years to really get with what the Eurovision is about, which is being inclusive, and you know the theme this year is All Aboard, and it's celebrating diversity, and that's kind of one thing that I've learned from this experience is everyone is just very welcoming, and I think when you start to censor certain things that might go against your belief system within a country or whatever, it's going against the complete theme of this, and the EBU are right to kind of revoke those rights because it just goes against the ethos of the experience.
What the whole competition is about. And this morning you did an early morning interview with Good Morning Britain with Richard Arnold. How did that go for you?
Yeah, it was great. I was up at 6:15, which is not ideal when you have a really, really long day. It was great. It's nice to get a little bit of UK press because a lot of my fan base would be in the UK. And I haven't really been doing much UK press, so that's nice. I think we might get a few, might help us seal a few votes now from the UK if we give them any, because it's kind of rare that we do that these days. But
we like Siri's song.
Yeah, we do like Siri. Yeah.
And how did it feel to be in the arena last night without the pressure of having to perform or having to sit in the green room and wait for votes?
It was bizarre because I was watching everybody else being so nervous, sitting in the green room waiting to hear whether they were through or not, and I just felt so calm and so chilled.
Who were you really happy for last night to see go through?
I was really happy for Jonas from Denmark. He's a really good dude, so I was happy to see him go through. Benjamin Ingrosso from Sweden, we spent a bit of time with the Swedish ambassador and Benjamin at one of the parties here, and he's just a really nice dude. Sebastian Ingrosso's cousin from Swedish House Mafia, and so it was nice to see him going through. But it wasn't as tough a semi-final as Tuesday night. I think a lot of people were talking about our semi-final as being the semi-final of death, so we kind of scraped out of that, and I'm happy now that that we're going to be through now to tomorrow.
So what's ahead now for the morning? We've been told that there's a flag-bearing ceremony as part of it, so you've got to do rehearsals for that, and then what's the plan?
For today? So we've just had a bit of breakfast, and we're going to meet the whole team now. I think they're all in the arena now. There's a flag-bearing rehearsal, so I'll be carrying the Irish flag, the tricolour with pride, in on Saturday morning. Or sorry, Saturday evening when the show airs. So I got to rehearse that well, make sure I don't trip up.
God forbid.
We've got a dress rehearsal then at about 2:00, I think. But the show runs for 3 hours, so it's gonna be a long rehearsal, and then we don't really have much time then before tonight's jury final, which is 50% of the vote. So it's a very important night for us tonight as well. So we're trying to keep our energy levels up, trying to keep everyone excited, and Yeah, because I think tonight's super important, and then we can do it all over again tomorrow.
Yeah, and you like to have a little bit of extra energy just before you get down to stage. How do you and the team prepare at the dressing room? You have a few tricks up your sleeve.
Yeah, actually, we're really lucky because we're third from the end in this final, so it means that a lot of the acts will be clearing out of the holding area. So we'll get a bit of space that we can... Kieran Connolly, our choreographer, usually gives us a bit of a dance to do. We might do a bit of disco dancing or, you know, we did some Japanese-style dancing the other day. And it's just a bit of crack to get everyone's blood flowing. And then Tina goes through some warm-ups with us. Tina's a Reiki master as well, so...
Tina's our vocal coach.
Yeah, our vocal coach, yeah. So she goes through a few vocal warm-ups and the dancers get involved in that too. So by the time we get to the stage, we're all just on the same wavelength and all involved in it together. So yeah, the team is amazing. It's a great bunch of people to work with.
And just on a final note, do you want to get everybody behind your social media campaign in terms of photographs? Again, you've been getting some lovely shots in, including Marty Whelan and his lovely wife Maria.
Yeah, so the idea is to just replicate kind of what the guys are doing on the bench in our performance, and we're doing this campaign on Instagram, and you can tag myself in it, which is Ryan at Ryan_acoustic, and then you can hashtag love is love, hashtag together, and hashtag Ireland, and they've been flowing in, and a load of people from different countries getting involved, so it's all a bit of crack.
Listen, let's leave it there, get you into the arena, and we'll start rehearsing, and best of luck tonight. And I know from all the journalists back at home, they wish you the very best.
Thanks very much, guys.